Well, keep in mind that it's advantageous for a political party to be able to blame another political party or even a foreign government for an election. So, of course, the blockchain is not going to be embraced by any politician right away, because that removes their ability to say it was meddled with. The Russians did it. The Democrats did it. Somebody did it. So it's advantageous to have this ambiguity in the election process. As for me, if anybody out there believes that I could ever be president, you need to stop smoking rainbows, because people, that's not going to happen. I'm John McAfee. We know that. Can't happen. And so why am I running? I'm running because I get the national stage like I did in 2016. Ran on the Libertarian banner, got the national stage. I need that again, because I really need to say what I perceive is wrong with our country and what steps we can take to prevent this. Not who to elect, because it doesn't. Please, God, people, do you think it matters? Do you really think it matters who's president? Can you point to any specific thing in your life which changed, for the better or the worse, because of the election of a president? It doesn't touch you. It doesn't touch your life. What touches your life is the real government behind this political play. And if you think there's no real government behind, then you simply haven't used your head, people. Because, keep in mind, we have agencies like the CIA, arguably the most powerful organization on the planet, who have career personnel. You don't quit the CIA and you're never fired. You may get whacked, but you don't quit and you don't retire. It's a lifelong job, during which time you continue to work for the good of the country. And I truly believe these are not evil people. They're not satanic people trying to take over the world. No, they're really trying to do what they think is right for America. But the CIA has a word for politicians. They call them transients. It's a very important word to understand, because it will give you a clue into what's really happening. The CIA has career people who spend their lives digging into the depths of international relations, political alliances, cultural histories, religions, language, and everything else, such that you could never train a president in 100 years, what the collective of the CIA knows. And they think these transients are incapable of running this country because they are oblivious to the real problems. And the real problems are so complex, you can't explain them to someone as dull as a politician. So they feed Congress and presidents what they need in order to motivate them to act in ways that they want. Prime example, for some reason, God knows why, the CIA needed Iraq to be neutralized and neutered as a power in the Middle East. And the only way to do that was to invade it. Well, how the hell do you get someone to invade it? Well, you tell the president that there are nuclear weapons hidden in that country. That'll motivate the president. And it did. Were there nuclear weapons? No. The CIA knew it. The American public knew it. We all knew there were no weapons there. Everybody knew except the president and Congress. Please, God, see the truth of this, people. We have a shadow government. It's not even a shadow anymore. It is the government. And as I said, I don't think they're evil people. They're trying to harm America. They are just taking it upon their shoulders to do what they think is in the national interest. And they rule by a very clever trick they invented in the 60s called need to know. I mean, if the president says, do you guys really have aliens? You think they're going to tell a president who's there for 4 years and gone? No. No, of course not. They'll say, well, Mr. President, I regret to say that you do not have a need to know. That's a legal answer to the president of our country. Here is the problem, people. So why are we paying attention to who's driving this automobile with a broken steering wheel? Because it doesn't matter who's sitting there. That car is going to go where it wants, and our system is going where it wants until we all wake up to see the truth. And people say, what do? I don't know. Does it matter? Because this much I do know is when the critical mass of the populace all see the truth, you don't need a plan. It just happens. And if you're in a movie theater and there's a fire and everybody's engrossed in this movie, you don't need a plan. You know, let's see. So first of all, let's see, I'm going to wake up the guy next to me, instruct him to wake up the guy next to him. Then no, you yell fire. And what happens? Everybody turns around and goes, God damn, you're right. And we all escape. I don't know how people, don't ask me that. You don't, nobody knows, but I do know that we have been blinded by this twisted system, not evil, no, but twisted, not what we intended. We did not form this country so that a covert group of spies could run it. No matter how good they may say it is, and maybe it is, but it's not what we intended. It's not what's right. And this is what must change. Now, you asked for, please give us some practical answer. Well, let's pass a law saying that not just presidents, but all of Congress, and maybe even state senators, or maybe even local sheriffs, have the right and the need to know certain things. And let's list those things. Maybe aliens is one of them. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Go to your local sheriff in 2 years and see if you will. So no, this is the problem. If there one person listens to me and looks around and says, God damn, you're right, then I've done my job. Critical mass of human consciousness. I know it sounds weird or cultish or insane, but it's how it works, people. Look at the great revolutions in art and science and thought and government. Were any of them planned? No. Nobody planned the Russian Revolution. Nobody planned the American Revolution. This just happened out of circumstance when everybody wakes up and goes, good God, the British are never going to let us in peace, are they? And the answer is no. The countries throughout the Caribbean, and this is what people are forgetting, the most corrupt series of countries in the world, all virtually owned by the United States and the CIA. You don't need a common backdoor. You just need a backdoor to each social media site. In fact, you don't need backdoors anymore. There are bots that can run around and collect everything happening on social media, which is fed into massive supercomputer that process and make sense out of this trillions of disparate pieces of information. This is how it works. And I wish there were an easy way to say that, but that's the truth on it. But the issue is not the back doors, because if we close them, they'd open new ones. And the issue is not cooperation between Google and Facebook and others. Cooperation with the government is not just that. And the issue is our surveillance state, which is out of hand. We watch out for one another as human beings. In tribal society, there's always someone watching, right? Why? I mean, we're a family, we're a tribe. In America, we're a tribe. It's a big one. And we look out for each other. And so watchfulness in our government is required. Let's watch the Chinese and the Koreans and the Russians and everybody for that matter. I have no problem with that. Now, who are we watching now? We're watching ourselves. The government is watching its citizens. Why? Because unless we're watching you, we don't know if you're a bad actor or not. You could be a terrorist. You could be anybody. So do you see the insanity? We have to remove your right to privacy in order to protect you from those elements that don't deserve right to privacy. Please wake up, people. This is so tragic. This is so tragic. And as to advice, well, do only what you want and nothing else in life. And everything will come to you. I don't know how it works. I wish I did. I mean, I'm a math major and should demand that all things have a formulaic explanation, but for this one, I don't. I just know that if you do what you love, and you do it 18 hours a day, 7 days a week with love. When I started McAfee, I woke up every morning going, thank God I can go back to work. And then after an 18-hour day, I just couldn't stay awake any longer. I'm going, no, please God, I want to work more. Just like kids playing when they're young. They're playing their games. I don't want to come in. I don't want to go to bed. That was me. And that should be everybody. Everybody. Because if that's not how you approach your work from your true feelings, then get out. Because it will destroy your soul and your mind and your body eventually. That's the only advice I can give.